This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to some economic and social implications of the 7-2 U.S. Supreme Court decision yesterday to let stand the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA. That 40-year-old federal law gives tribal nations a voice in custody proceedings involving Native children. It aims to keep them connected to their families and communities. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has our report.
On Thursday morning, Indian Country breathed a sigh of relief.
It's a good day in Indian Country, and it's a good day for the rule of law.
And Dan Leverance, a professor at the University of North Dakota School of Law, says a lot of business interests were probably disappointed. For one, plenty of adoption agencies would have liked to see ICWA disappear.
In that industry, children are commodities.
And ICWA prevents agencies from making money from the adoption of Native children. Part of what Leverance says made the law necessary to begin with. And Stacy Leeds, a law professor at Arizona State, says a host of less obvious industries stood to gain from an ICWA strike down.
Oil and gas, natural resources, gaming.
Behind the challenge to ICWA, she says, is a challenge to tribes' political sovereignty, which allows them to manage their own territories and natural resources and generate revenue by operating businesses like casinos.
The whole of the field of federal Indian law is premised on this special relationship between the United States and the tribes.
One of the plaintiff's arguments in this case was that ICWA provides an unfair benefit based on race. But Dan Leverance says the court didn't really deal with that question, which leaves the door open for new challenges.
I have no doubt that the plaintiff's lawyers are actively looking for their next case
to overturn ICWA and Indian law more broadly. But
this has become a more difficult business proposition for the plaintiffs.
He says a multinational law firm that represents lots of commercial gaming and oil and gas clients argued this case pro bono, meaning it sunk millions into the case that it won't get back. After this loss in the Supreme Court, he says the question is who'll be willing to bankroll future ICWA challenges? I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.